mobile.
TR Mobile, this is KO4ZEW Mobile. It's Ben, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Well, I'm still here and I'm driving along. Big wreck there on White Hampton in front of Lowe's here in Greer. You wouldn't believe it, Ben. I wanted the plain old straw broom. And went to Home Depot first, and then I went to Lowe's, and neither one of them had a broom.
Plastic one?
Yep, and I threw them in the ditch. I don't want no plastic one. I want a straw broom, just like the old days. And they always had them, but I think I'll do like Rusty and go to Ace Hardware. That's a good store.
Ace Hardware in Malden or Woodruff Road is usually my first place. And if I can't hit them, I'll go to Home Depot or Lowe's.
It's a mess down there today, and I almost seen a wreck on the way down there that the guy had another coat of paint, and he wouldn't have survived that.
Anyway, I'm heading into Simpsonville. I'll be glad to keep talking, but we'll see how long the signal holds out here.
From in front of me, just sitting there texting on the phone. Yeah, you're all right. You got a little popcorn in there, but not too bad, Ben. I ain't got too far to go. I got about 5 miles to get home, but I'm disgusted because I made a special trip down there for it, and then I didn't really have to do it. But, we'll start calling the outhouse.
A straw broom, like, I was going to say the dollar store or Dollar General, but they just have Chinese stuff now, so it's going to be a plastic broom. I mean, I don't know where you can get a straw broom nowadays.
Amazon's got them. You never know what you're going to get, though, until you take delivery about the quality of it. A lot of them are just real cheap made. In the old days, the blind folks made the brooms, and that was a source of income for them working there. And boy, they made quality brooms. But I looked at them on Amazon. They had a, I think it was Amazon or just online, they had a Amish broom. And after you paid shipping and tax on it, it was $52 and something, Ben.
Now, I know when we go up to Asheville, you can get them up there, and they're homemade. Usually you can find the person that made them, so maybe on my next trip to Asheville, I'll pick up two or three. They're so scarce.
Well, they showed them online at Home Depot and at Lowe's, but I got down there, and of course, it was the outhouse. They didn't have them. Well, I'm showing 87 degrees, Ben. It's a hot one out there.
I'm going under 385 right now. I'm showing 88.
Some trash here in his front yard. It looks hotter than that. Putting smoke across the highway, of course. But I'm on inside air. What have you been doing today?
Plus some taps at work. I have a contract that's the 1 year mark, so it's wrapping up at the end of the month. So trying to just finish what I can and then transition what I can to the local staff, task-wise and knowledge-wise. So I'm in the short time and rollout phase right now.
Good for you. I'm just passing Willis's number 8 gas station up here on North 101. I still got a good copy on you. Got any plans for the holiday weekend, if you want to call it that? That's what they call it anymore. It's not really, there are certain folks call it Memorial Day, but most of them it's just a vacation day.
The last day of school, they're wrapping up early this year, so maybe me and the kids will go up to Asheville and get some brews. I don't know.
We're from Kansas, so we don't have to go to cemeteries and that, but they got a lot of nice veterans celebrations at the cemeteries, but oh, I'm getting so old, I'm just not going to get out in the crazy traffic.
Thinking that downtown, the Springwood Cemetery, may have something going on for the Civil War veterans, but we were at K3WLL. Anyway, Leroy will probably know if they're doing an event down there because they keep a close eye on those Confederate graves.
I talked to Leroy a couple times today, and I think that's nice. That's part of your heritage down here. I don't care what they say. That's something you want to cherish. It's like any other war. They're all bad, but seem like you can't even mention that anymore without being called a racist or something. That's not what it was all about, but at any rate, without getting into that, I've been meaning to go back down to that Confederate Museum one of these days. We went to it years ago, but I haven't been to it in many years, but I'll never forget it. It's really nice down there. Oh, they got something here at Greer, at the memorial down there on, oh gosh, I don't know what highway you call it. It's not the main street, it's the next one over east. And they usually have a veterans celebration there, I think, probably. And then at Anderson, they got a big cemetery for veterans. But that's just too much for us at our age. But used to be we'd go when we were back home in Kansas. Well, Ben, I better let you go. I'm getting ready to turn and just got a couple of blocks to go. And I'll say 73's and been nice talking to you this afternoon. And have a safe ride home and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR, clear with the final.
Good catching up with you. Stay cool today. Have a great weekend. And I will catch you on down the log. KO4ZEW, mobile, and I'll be clear.